This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Center. And James, I understand NDSU has released some new info on grazing readiness. Tell us about it.
So a news release came out, and what grazing readiness is, it refers to how many leaves a grass or forage plant has on it and if it can regenerate itself easily from being grazed. So for introduced grasses like smooth brown grass, we want that plant to have at least two leaves on it. And the reason we want that is the growth point will remain intact, and also it has enough leaf development for photosynthesis to occur for regrowth of that plant. For our native plants, it's 2.5 to 3 leaves depending upon the plant. And that's really going to be influenced by our weather conditions and the grazing management. If it was grazed hard, we're short on moisture, it takes longer for those plants to develop and be ready for grazing.
Good stuff, James. Hey, we'll talk more on grazing when we come back.
Are you in the market for a used combine? Look no further than Gooseneck Implement. We have a vast inventory of quality used combines for you to choose from. Whether you're a seasoned farmer or just starting out, we have the perfect combine to fit your needs. Visit gooseneckimp.com to browse our selection and find the combine that will take your operation to the next level. Gooseneck Implement, the best combines, the best prices, the best financing, and the best customer service. Don't wait any longer. Visit gooseneckimp.com today.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking grazing today with James Rogers on Ag Issues. And James, grazing readiness is only part of the equation, right?
Yes, it is. So this time when we're wanting spring to come, we're wanting our pastures to green up, we're wanting to turn cattle out, and cattle want to be out. They want to be out grazing. But grazing readiness is an indication of that plant readiness to be grazed. But the other part of the equation is volume. We have to have enough volume out there so that those cattle don't graze those plants too hard. The other thing cattle like to do is when there's green, they'll chase it. Maintaining body condition as pastures develop is pretty important.
Good stuff, James. As always, that concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Gooseneck Implement in Minot, by Andy Laris, your Thrivent financial advisor in Minot, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.